Big Smile, the morning show, man. The debate continues, man. I need y'all to call me. Ladies, what are your dating challenges? Hit me up, 866-9-R-I-C-K-E-Y. Get on the phone. We talking about, because a lot of women that finished college or just make good money.
I don't even think it's an education deal. It's just the fact that women have to, or a lot of women are feeling like they have to be the breadwinners, they're losing out on love.
Hold that. So you said a lot of men are over Texas.
A lot of men, well, one thing that turns women off, I think, you over texters, women, like guys who over text you,
gosh,
or who over complimentary, you know, over complimentary, guys who, you know, are more emotionally needy than you are.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? They need you to baby them, in a sense.
I can't do it.
Hey, let me just say this to the ladies. If that dude can't change a flat tire, you don't need to date him at all. Period.
That's basic.
A 9-year-old can do it. Period. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Laura? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia.
Already. All right, your dating challenges are?
Okay, it just appears that, I think somebody touched on it already. Men feel like successful women, independent women, have too much mouth. Okay, so if I have an opinion about something, or I express my opinion about something, I have a standard, it's a problem. But then I think somebody said earlier, okay, you have a woman who may not, I guess I could say maybe ghetto, or may not be, I don't want to offend anyone, you know, on my level. It's like, they always have the men, but I mean, what do they really have to offer?
They're not really challenging, like intellectually stimulating, maybe. And so,
Exactly.
Here's the thing, I don't have a problem with that, is how you say it. Because if I make $50,000 and you make $100,000, it's only one man in the house, though. I don't care money. I don't care how much money you got.
I don't care either.
You're not going to walk in my house and disrespect me and talk crazy to me and talk condescending to me because you make more money than me.
But some men are already on pins and needles, and we're not talking condescending, and you just ready thinking that we make more money than you.
I have a friend that's married to an attorney, and I dated a lawyer before, and I had to say, hey, you ain't sitting on the bench today. You sitting on my couch. Mm. Don't talk to me that way. You can get up and get, I almost cursed, get up and get on up out of here. Don't ever talk to me
she
like that.
You probably did that because your debit card didn't go through that day. Who else we got?
Good morning.
Celeste.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Where you calling from?
Good morning, on the show. I'm calling from Douglasville.
Hey, what's up, love? And you got a PhD in what?
I'm actually completing my PhD in clinical psychology.
Gone, girl. And what are your dating challenges?
My dating challenges are usually guys, when you tell them you're in school and you work on your doctorate, they usually look at you like, okay, you're too good for them, or they can't measure up, so they immediately shut down and shut off. They don't even give me a chance to get to know me as an individual. They just kind of, you know, look at me by my driven goal.
Well, good for you for keeping it moving, because apparently if they feel like they ain't good enough for you, apparently they have no aspirations
in life.
But
then you're still alone. That's like, that doesn't make you feel better.
But here's the thing. Women should not have to settle.
I'll take you out on the baby. How your neck smell? That's important.
My neck is really, really clean, and I can't wait for you to take me out. We can do a 48-hour marathon.
And will you be quiet on Thursday when first 48 new episode comes out?
I just said we can do a first 48 marathon.
Oh, let's do this then. Hold on 1 second.
Get it down.
Then she pay all the bills. I'm talking like Pam. Not Pam. I take it out of my account and Pam, not her account.
Oh, do it for
take
you.
Your money and do
Ooh,
what you want to do
don't
with
ask
it.
Me. Don't
but
even.
I'll pay the bills. You ain't got to worry about that. Only you pay for nothing.
I don't want you to look like you want nothing from me.
Coming up next, hit me at 1-866-9-RICKY. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.